Oh, Lordy, now trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, now trouble so hard.
Frank Higgins' play definitely has music, but it's emphatically not a musical. The songs are folk songs, and as you can hear, the singing is a cappella. Annie Fitzpatrick plays Susanna Mullally, the white woman who encounters Black Pearl.
This play takes place in 1935. We start out with two women. I play a character who works for the Library of Congress, and I'm collecting songs of the people, as she says. And she meets the other character in the play, Pearl Johnson, who's African-American, and she's in prison in Texas at the start of the play. And my character is interested in finding a song that goes back before slavery time, that comes from Africa, and finding that here. And that's what I'm out to get. Pearl has been incarcerated for a while, and she has lost track of her daughter, and she's anxious to find her and very worried about her. And so she's trying to use my interest in her singing as leverage to help me help her find her daughter.
Susanna helps secure Pearl's release from prison and arranges for several public performances. The two women find their way to New York.
They're staying in Greenwich Village, and it's a very dynamic time in the country. The play gets bigger than just about music. It's about the politics of the time and the different cultures kind of intermingling.
Fitzpatrick says her character Susanna is a very progressive woman who has had her share of career disappointments, but that doesn't dampen her fervor for preserving American folk history. Tori Wiggins plays Alberta Pearl Johnson.
Pearl is an extremely family-oriented and prideful woman. She's made certain choices in her life that she's felt, you know, were the best at the time. But I think looking back, you know, it's kind of like what the things that she's had to sacrifice in order to make the quality of her life good, the quality of her child's life, her daughter's life good. And, you know, some of the choices weren't the best, but it was kind of what she had to do at the time. And I think she lives with those and continues to make decisions based on ones that she's made in the past. And her life is just kind of sprinkled with these big sacrificial choices that she has to make, and that continues throughout the play for her.
As the play progresses, the relationship between the two women evolves little by little. Each reveals more about herself to the other. Annie Fitzpatrick says Susanna Mullally learns from Pearl to be a more sensitive person and to value her own family more. Tori Wiggins says Pearl also learns from her relationship with Susanna.
She just kind of learns how to look at the bigger picture instead of what's happening now. And I think she learns about friendship. You know, it's one thing to have a close-knit family, and it's another thing to have people who, you know, you just meet and you barely know and you barely trust come into your life and then kind of have to develop a working relationship with that person, and then it turns into something else.
Black Pearl Sings opens tomorrow evening at the Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. The play runs through March 31st. I'm Steve Hirschberg.